finally, planners rolling. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm very excited to be. I'm in my first 80 acre field here, about half done.
I think most farmers are pretty excited to get to the field and start going.
Well, no doubt, several farmers across the state have now actually got corn seed in the ground after waiting for some time to dry out. Paul Albright is planting corn this week in Obion County and hoping the forecast for more rain is minimal.
Of course, this is not a great big chance of rain there Wednesday, and if we was to miss that rain, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. You know, we've kind of been figuring we're about at least a good two weeks behind where we really want to be, but we can get caught back up in a hurry if we just catch a break or two.
In Crockett County, Drew Bailey says they have started planting their corn crop as well. He, like several others, are concerned about the spread of the coronavirus, but are taking the precautions needed and yet getting work done that will protect our nation's food security.
We've been waiting this a while. We're a little behind what we normally plant, so everybody's been kind of anxious to get after it. You know, we still have challenges with the virus going on. Some of our retailers, parts and seeds, we still can get anything we need, but it usually takes a little more time than it has before.
In Jefferson County, Jay Moser is very close to planting, getting fields ready and hoping to start this week with seed going in the ground.
We've got a little more spraying to do from our soybean ground to kill the cover on it, but we normally start planting beans and corn at the same time. So we've got everything ready and weather, get a wind of here on the weather. They're talking some showers here the next couple of days. But if, when that passes through, we're ready to start.
Well, farmers here in Tennessee set to plant just over 1 million acres of corn this year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.